Economic pressure is mounting.
Producers are facing negative cash flows.
On Capitol Hill Wednesday, cotton farmers from around the country breaking their concerns to members of the House Ag Committee. Mississippi cotton grower and vice chairman of the National Cotton Council, Shane Stevens, gave some numbers showing what cotton producers are up against.
The lowest U.S. acreage in more than 30 years, the smallest exports in 15 years, and cotton prices at their lowest level since the 2009 recession.
But beyond just individual producers, Arkansas grower Nathan Reed says if this keeps up, cotton acreage will decline to the point
that the remaining infrastructure cannot survive.
With transportation and ginning facilities disappearing, both growers recommended that the USDA use its authority to designate cottonseed as what is called an other oil seed, making cottonseed eligible for the PLC and ARC safety net programs. Meanwhile, as they testified, USDA issuing a new cotton forecast pegging this year's plantings down 13% from last season, the crop at 13 million bales down 20%, prices at 59 cents a pound versus 61 last season, 78 cents the season before that. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Washington.